Because we're asking for support, the people, to the students, and this boycott Taco Bell. And because Taco Bell is the major buyer for the tomatoes from Florida, and the farm workers in Florida is picking tomatoes for Taco Bell.
And you used to pick, or you have been picking tomatoes for
Yeah,
them, yeah.
yeah. Me and my coworker and Antonio picking tomatoes in Florida.
So how much do they pay for a box or a crate? How do you say a barrel of
It's a bucket. It's
bucket?
a
Yeah.
bucket. The tomato is a 32-pound bucket. It's paid 40 cents of
40 cents.
yeah, 40 cents a bucket tomato. It's this price is the same price in 1978.
So inflation hasn't caught up with
Yeah, it's
it.
ridiculous because that right now the farm workers go to the inflation only is 75 cents. A bucket of tomatoes is put in the level to the inflation.
Oh, so how about do you, so it's paid by piecework kind of thing? It's not, you don't get a salary.
Yeah, during the pick the tomatoes, the company is a pay for piece.
Yeah.
If you work 8 hours or whatever, you pick 20 buckets and all day as your salary. It's 20 40 cents for a bucket, and 20 buckets is it's nothing. It's
But how come the state law allows that, huh? It's farm workers are not covered by this exception to state law then. The
Well,
minimum wage, I mean.
Dan, the thing is that California is the only place where farm workers can organize and collectively bargain. Other than that, like all the other states, Florida's been left out of the National Labor Relations Act of 1935, where all other industries were allowed to organize except for that of agriculture. So that is why we have this horrible imbalance, and that between the employer and the employees, as well as a stagnant sub-poverty wage that's been in effect, like Lucas mentioned, for the past 22 years.
They don't have to pay minimum wage?
Yeah, the law is a national law. This exists in Florida, the minimum wage law, and this law is many times is a but is a violado.
Yeah, it's not respected many times.
It's ignored.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
ignored, and it's this is the one of the problems is affected to the
Yeah.
farm workers, and then the main problem is the farm workers not receive the respect and dignity
Yeah,
for
yeah.
the companies, for example, this company working the provide tomatoes for Taco Bell. As the name is a Six Cells. It's this company that not have the respect for the these farm workers and not provide dignity for farm workers.
Six L's packing company.
Yeah.
And they are subcontractors with Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly.
So Taco Bell doesn't hire you directly. They go through these other companies.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Taco Bell have a contract to Six Cells.
I see.
Yeah, and so me and my coworker not working to directly to Taco Bell, and I know Taco Bell have a responsibility for take care of the condition to the farm
Yeah,
workers,
yeah, yeah.
because I'm picking tomatoes, and this tomato go directly to the Taco Bell.
Oh, so is this the only company that hires for picking tomatoes? The only company? Six
This
hours?
company, Six Cells, is a provider around the year tomatoes for Taco Bell.
The whole country. Yeah.
I don't know exactly, and it's a. I'm very sure it's a provide tomatoes for the another coast, the East
I
Coast.
see.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you think that Taco Bell has a responsibility to make the 6 hour pay more? and treat people better.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because Taco Bell have the power for change this condition, because Taco Bell is the big buyer for these tomatoes, and six cells, they no one in the que se pierda este contrato.
Yeah, they exactly. Six cells doesn't want to lose the contract that they have with Taco Bell. So
it's in a way, it's like the garment workers when the subcontractors compete with each other to get the lowest price, you know, lowest contract, because they want to get the contract, so they pay people the lowest they can pay.
Exactly, yeah. And we feel as farm workers, because it's been since 1978, since we got a last pay rise, it's the same picking price since 78, that we are actually subsidizing Taco Bell's profits because of the low production costs, and the inputs that we provide for Taco Bell at such a low cost obviously allows them to make more money.
Antonio, why do you want a union?
Yo quiero un sindicato para poder defendernos de todo esto que está pasando en Imokali. Y eso, quisiera que hubiera un sindicato para todos los trabajadores de Imokali y no estuviera pasando todo esto que estamos haciendo, porque ellos nos han obligado a hacer protestas y a estar boicoteando a Taco Bell. Y queremos formar un sindicato para respaldarnos nosotros mismos y no estar pasando esto. Con el sindicato nos podemos defender un poco más.
Yeah, I would like a union, because with a union could protect us. And everything that's happening now in the fields of Immokalee is due to the fact that we're unprotected. So that is why we've had to take to the streets and protest, precisely because we do not have any protection.
How many people are involved? How many workers altogether?
The Coalition of Immokalee Workers have more than 1,800 farm workers right now.
1,900? Yeah, wow, yeah. And so have there been any attempts to unionize before? Or did any union try to organize before? Well,
The unions are very difficult in Florida, because Peter said in Florida exceeds the Labor Relations Act.
Right.
It's a national law, a National Labor Relations Act. It's a protect and all the workers except to the foreign workers and domestic workers.
This
law is good. In California, it exceeds the Labor Relations Act in the state.
Right.
And in Florida, it's not exceeds, so it's impossible,
right,
to the former union. Yeah. So we tried, and the coalition is not a union, it's a community organization, it's a base organization.
Are most of the workers Latino?
In Immokalee, it's three different races, it's Guatemalans, Mexicans, and Haitians Haiti.
Yeah. Which is the largest group?
It's more Mexicans.
And do they, is it seasonal work? Do people come out certain months and then don't work, or how does it work?
The people working in this company is a migrant workers.
Migrant.
Yeah, these foreign workers working in Florida.
Yeah.
And go to the north in the same company, go to the Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And return to Florida.
Do their families go with them, or if they have families, or do they stay back in the home country?
And this community in Immokalee is a very different community, because the farm workers is a single farm, most are the single farm workers.
Single
in this in the United States. Have a family in Mexico and Guatemala.
Yeah.
Is why because It's very difficult for sustain the family in this country in these conditions.
Yeah, yeah. And how about the housing? Do they provide housing?
Sometimes the companies provide housing. It's more in the north. Mm. In Immokalee, the farm workers live in different trailers, mobile homes. Yeah.
In motels, mobile homes.
And mobile homes.
Mobile homes. Oh. So they have to pay their own rent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think a boycott would help?
It's I think this is the good way because created pressure to the consumer because the consumer had a very good public face. And the Taco Bell, the Coalition for Immokalee Workers sent two letters before the start of this boycott. And no received response for Taco Bell. And so Taco Bell is nos obligó.
Yeah.
No obligation.
Obligated us.
Yeah. To the announce on the national boycott. So we asking to Taco Bell in very respect and sincerely asking to the Taco Bell que anime.
Yeah, that it feels that it's necessary.
Yeah, to the 6Ls for better condition to the farm workers, provide better conditions.
Because of the intransigence that they didn't move, they didn't respond to you.
Yeah. Exactly. The Taco Bell now responds. Yeah.
How much money did they make last year? Do you know this last few years? What? How much profit do they make?
To the Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Oh, Taco Bell had last year's revenue $5.2 billion.
That's income or profit?
No, it's revenue.
Revenue.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
They spent. They spent. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and remember, Taco Bell is a powerful new corporation as the name Tricon. Tricon is three restaurants.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. This corporation formed La Compañía Más Grande de Restaurantes del Mundo.
Yeah, Tricon is the largest fast food chain in the world.
And this corporation had more than $22 billion last year in revenue.
Wow. And you're not asking for boycott of Pizza Hut or KFC.
No, because this boycott is only to the Taco Bell because Taco Bell is a buyer for the fresh tomatoes from Florida.
How long do you expect? The boycott was announced last month. How long do you expect the boycott to go on?
We don't have expect limit in the time. It's whatever. It's the time is a necessary time. Yeah, maybe 3, 4, or 10 or whatever years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're willing to put up for the fight for that long? You're willing to fight that long?
Yeah, we're ready, willing, and we're going to dig our heels in and fight this until we win, regardless of the time frame.
Have you come this week to talk to students and other people at UCI and in this area? Any success?
Oh yeah, we talk to a lot of young people.
Yeah.
Why young people is because Taco Bell is a focus on the young people, the consumer. And the Taco Bell is a focus, the main marketing to young people from 18 to 24 years old. And these people, the young people, and right now think two times before enter to Taco Bell. And right now the young people They know the this tomato is in the chalupa or taquito or whatever. It's behind this tomato is a lot of exploitation, a lot of it's a not respect to the farm workers, and there's many issues behind this tomato.
So you got some good reaction from people you talked to?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And this UC Irvine, I talked to many groups for the students, Mecha and another people.
Yeah.
I talked to and they say, oh yeah, we support this boycott.
Did you talk to this new group, Academia in Action group?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do they plan to do something?
Yeah, we plan in the next months for this struggle. Yeah.
Oh, I see. To work on this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And right now it's more and prepare this land for the next months and continue this struggle.
You planned a big demonstration in September, is it? Or? What month?
Maybe it's in September, and I don't know exactly. And maybe it's a surprise for Taco Bell.
Yeah. When you look at the corporate headquarters in Irvine on Barranca, is it? What street is it on?
Oh, the
headquarters. Van Carmen. Yeah, Von Carmen. Sorry. Which is right near the airport, huh?
Yeah.
Right close to the airport. Did it surprise you, the size of the, is it a big place, or is this, I mean, I don't remember what it looks like.
Oh, Taco Bell, the building for Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's, you go on the 405, and the freeway 405, you look at the, it's a huge building.
Huh.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't know it was there.
Yeah, and this building is at the global headquarters. Taco Bell. Yeah,
so how many stories, how many floors?
I don't know exactly, because
it's big.
The access to this building is a very sometimes it's a difficult because there's a lot of security and
Did you go to it?
Yeah, and I went and see you in the very close to this building.
Did you talk to them?
No.
You didn't try to go inside?
Mm-mm.
It's a good question, though, Dan. Emil Brolik, as reported by a company representative.
He's the president and chief concept organizer.
Actually, he's not a CEO president. He's the chief concept officer.
What is that? I know what that means.
Well, his representative said, first of all, that Emil Brolik doesn't speak to anybody. And what chief concept officer means is that what Emil Brolik probably occupies most of his time with is designing advertisement and marketing strategy. So again, reflective of a global economy where not a lot is manufactured in this country except for designs and ideas.
Oh yeah. Are they worry about competition from other fast food like hamburgers and stuff? Or I mean, what are they competing well with it? Or I mean, are people eating more Taco Bell's tacos or whatever, or what?
Okay, and the competition and this marketing is and there's a many competition, and Taco Bell have the regularly people come to Taco Bell, so and we. The Coalition of Democratic Workers, we don't want the Taco Bell as a close the doors or
go bankrupt.
Many restaurants. So we want to only say to Taco Bell, and they que entienda Taco Bell que esto no es algo. Que queremos que ellos realmente se vayan a la quiebra, y no lo van a hacer.
Right. This is not something that we want Taco Bell to understand, that we don't want them to go bankrupt. We want them to understand that.
We want to only Taco Bell say to the company, to the six sales, and okay, 6Ls. I wanted, can you try the better condition to the farm workers and respect and dignity to the farm workers picking tomatoes for me, and the stop this contract or whatever, and say Taco Bell to the 6Ls. Yeah. And remember, and the second issue asking to Taco Bell is and Taco Bell pay 1 cent, 1 cent more per pound the consumer for this company. For the farm worker, is a double the salary. Is a put at 75 cents a bucket of tomatoes. Is only go to the inflation. It's 1 cent, 1 cent per pound. It's the second issue asking to Taco Bell. 1 cent only.
That seems reasonable.
Dan, let me add something that which you asked Lucas Benitez just now about competition. There is quite a lot of competition. I don't think anybody would deny that. But Taco Bell constantly is looking for ways to expand its market and get their target market of 18 to 24-year-olds to spend more money. And we came across a press release on the Taco Bell website. This is dated September 23, 1999, from Irvine, California. And it talks about its consumer market, and it expresses in this press release the opinions it has of this target market. And believe me, it's not very congratulatory. It starts out, "It now takes much more to satisfy the self-indulgent demands of 18 to 24-year-olds than it did 5 years ago. Taco Bell is tapping this new trend by introducing a self-indulgent, heavy in taste product called the Chalupa." Okay. And further down it says, "They have become addicted to constant stimulation and actually feel bored unless their insatiable demand for novelty is being satisfied. In order to catch increasingly short attention spans and the insatiable demand for novelty, marketers today need to follow the lead of the entertainment industry," et cetera, et cetera. And this is from Irma Zandel, who is one of the people that work for Taco Bell as far as marketing and things like that. So if I were a customer and I knew that the company felt about me this way, I certainly wouldn't want to spend my money on these products.
So you're basically asking people not to frequent the stores or the chain.
Yeah, and I'm asking to the people to and no consumer more in Taco Bell. Go to the another restaurants and other fast food restaurants, and it's right here in this area in California. It's many fast food restaurants, and so we're asking to the people and not consumer in Taco Bell, and support this struggle, because in Lift the rain, the boycott the bell, and say a call to the company and send a letter or whatever you want, and talk to directly to the Taco Bell and say, "I no more consumer in Taco Bell," because you know, one intervene in this issue to the farm workers.
Yeah, people can call 1-800-TACO-BELL and express their disgust as far as Taco Bell's rigid posture and not intervening in what actually does concern them as far as the production of their products.
Have you called that number?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, but who's on the other end?
People that answer the telephone. I imagine they're in some sort of boiler room with many, 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 many phones.
Yeah, no, and another for people right here from Irvine, it's a local call. It's a local call, and then 863-4500. It's the local call, and if you want to call and the main office, and they say I no more consumer in Taco Bell.
And so when did this podcast start? Last month?
Yeah, last month.
So are you optimistic? You feel you're going to win?
The question is not the win. It's when and it's a win. As no es cuando lo vamos a ganar, sino
it's not if we're going to win.
Mm.
It's when we're going to win.
And you're not just asking for 1 cent more. No.
What Lucas was saying is that if Taco Bell paid 1 penny per pound for the tomatoes they buy from 6Ls, and if 6Ls were to pass that directly to the worker, then in fact the picking piece rate would go up to about 75 cents, which would pull the farm worker out of sub-poverty wages and around the poverty level. It would almost double his income and keep pace with inflation.
Don't you want a living wage, though?
Of course we do. First, what we want to do, the whole objective of this is to begin a dialogue process
mm-hmm.
with Taco Bell, 6Ls, and the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. That is our main objective. Of course, we would like to put money into the pockets of people who live
yeah.
in incredibly horrible conditions. Of course.
How about the legislature there? It seems that you would want to get the legislature to change the laws to cover farm workers also,
and,
huh?
And this is another way. And right now, it's working in this way in Florida. And we try to change the laws, and so it's a long process, and,
sure.
and we work in
yeah,
different ways.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you see the example of the United Farm Workers as a model, their struggle?
Yeah, and remember, in California, and many years ago, and it's not exceeds the labor relations act in the state. And the struggle to the farm workers is a long struggle, and right now the farm workers have more benefits in California. It's the Coalition of Immokalee Workers try and this time for these conditions. And remember, it's in Florida, it's a state in the south.
Yeah.
So it's a little more difficult.
Non-union.
And right now we have the Jeb Bush governor, and so it's a little more difficult.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, and I'll keep in touch with you all, and we can, if there's any more action in, like in the fall sometime, we will cover it. Thank you very much.
Oh no, thank you. Thank you for this time and the your program, and for the explain to the people that listen to this program, and no more Taco Bell, no more Taco Bell, and change the condition to the farm workers, because this struggle is not only the struggle to the farm workers. It's a struggle for the community. It's
yes.
a struggle for many people, for human beings. It's this struggle is more for it's a saint for it's a struggle in California and
yeah.
years ago.
Sure.
Yeah. It's the human rights.
Yeah.
The farm workers.
Yeah. Oh, you have a website. Maybe you could give the address.
Oh yeah, exactly. I have the website. It's a lot of information there, and this struggle and background to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, and the people have access to the internet. Maybe if you want to read the website.
Yeah, anybody can access the website at www.ciw-online.org, and feel free to send us an email. And if any of those of you who want to protest and flyer outside of any Taco Bells, please feel free. Go ahead and access the website, download some nice photographs we have of other protests and any information you want. Print it up, flyer it, and let Taco Bell know that it is responsible for sub-poverty wages in southwest Florida fields. You don't have to go to Indonesia or Asia anymore. It's right here in America.
And you can download actually signs from your website.
Yeah, you can download, graphics. Yeah. You can download the graphics. Sure. Graphics. Yeah, the software.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the civil rights struggle for the farm workers of Florida.
Yeah, it's amazing that it's still happening in America. I mean, people, yeah, you're right. I mean, people don't notice that in L.A. is like the garment sweatshop of the America, and people don't know that.
Yeah, the condition to the farm workers is that the same conditions in the sweatshops in Asia and right. South America or Mexico. It's the same condition because to the farm worker is the company want to work in overtime. You work overtime. If you don't want to work overtime, go out. And you work overtime and not pay overtime.
Yeah. That's incredible.
And not have insurance, no health care, no pension, nothing, not benefits.
How about your own families? Are they, where are they living now?
In the home country. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Mexico originally. That's why my English is bad.
Oh, it's fine. How about Antonio? Where are you from?
Soy de México, soy de Hidalgo. Mi familia está en Hidalgo. Yo estoy aquí, tengo 2 años aquí en Estados Unidos. Y espero que con lo que acabamos de hablar en este programa no coman en Taco Bell y ayuden a los trabajadores de Imócale para crear una buena causa.
Yeah, I'm from Mexico, from Hidalgo, Mexico. My family is in Hidalgo right now. I've been here about 2 years, and after everything that's been said on this program, I hope nobody goes and eats at Taco Bell, and please support the Coalition of Migrant Workers in their struggle to get a living wage and open up dialogue with the company where we work.
And Lucas, what city are you from, and what area?
I'm from Guerrero.
Girl.
Yeah, it's a south to right. Mexico City.
And how long have you been working up here?
I'm in Imócale right now. It's 9 years in Imócale. I live in different areas before. Yeah.
And Peter, you also work in the farms there.
I pick oranges. So yeah.
It's but not for Taco Bell.
No, I don't pick oranges for Taco Bell yet.
No, they don't have a salad thing there.
They don't have orange juice there.
Do you think that this whole, scare in about hoof and mouth disease and mad cow disease, you think people are going to turn more to becoming vegetarian?
Yeah. Okay, the people, vegetarian people, and we ask them to the same, the support, and the people consumer tomatoes. And Taco Bell have a lot of the, different place and vegetables place for
sale. They have vegetarian kind of dishes. Salad dishes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's the same.
I see.
The people, the main ask to the people is no more Taco Bell and no go to Taco Bell and explain to Taco Bell why no more consumer in Taco Bell.
Yeah. So people should let the company know also why they're doing it, right?
Without a doubt, Dan. It's very simple. Taco Bell, as Lucas mentioned, had revenues of $5.2 billion last year. The average tomato picker makes between $7,500 and $10,000 a year. Now, there's a problem with that. The tomato pickers work very, very hard. Somebody inside of a 7-Eleven or a McDonald's who doesn't work that hard will make more money. Yet the farm worker is the one that puts food on our tables, right? We feel that if this penny per pound were passed to the worker, it would be just a start in trying to lift the wages up of people in sub-poverty conditions to where they would begin to pull their head up and be able to lift up and see another reality as it is now. In Imócale and all wherever you find agriculture in this country, you find poverty. It goes hand in hand. And what happens here in the reverse, both Lucas and Antonio are fine examples of men at their age. They're young men. They're in their 20s. 20-year-olds in this country are in school studying. They're at the universities. their parents are supporting them to go to universities.
Yeah.
And here it's the reverse. We have Lucas Benitez, Antonio Martinez, and thousands of other farm workers who are doing just the opposite. They're the ones maintaining their families.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
mm-hmm.
doing it on very little, very little.
And according to the U.S. Department of Labor in the United States, the farm worker today received $7,500 a year. It's a salary. It's a report for the U.S. Department of Labor.
Yeah. That's below minimum.
Yeah, it's below to the poverty level.
Do you think that you said that the Taco Bell's target a marketing target was 18 to 24 year old people. Is that the majority of the people at that age that eat there, or what? What does that mean?
Yeah, by and large, that's the people that go and eat at Taco Bell.
How about high school kids? No, they don't.
Yeah,
that much.
Yeah, the more and more in Taco Bell is a focus, and the more and more maybe 14 years old is a put another product and the marketing for the more 14 old people. Yeah, consumer. Yeah.
Because you know at the UCI food court they have Taco Bell, right? Is that inside? Was that Taco Bell? Yeah, in the food court. Did you notice?
I don't think so.
It wasn't Taco Bell?
No, it's Taco something else.
Oh, it's a different company.
It's a different company.
Yeah, I can't remember. Burrito Verde or something. It's different.
Oh, it's different. Okay.
Yeah, it's a different. Okay. And it's now Taco Bell is have a lot of restaurants in the campus and different universities.
Yeah, I've seen.
And, for example, in another universities, the students organizing and go to Taco Bell and pass flyers to another consumers and conscientization to another people.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. How about the companies like the Taco Bells that don't Taco Bells also go to high schools and like school districts and serve inside the schools?
Sometimes in different high schools, Taco Bell visit one day a week and provide food for one day. Yeah.
Is it people have to pay still? It's not free.
No, not free. It's not free.
Okay.
It's a pay.
They're trying to make money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So actually, students hearing this could also, because today I went to some high schools to speak and I told them that I was going to interview you guys. And so I think maybe some high school students are listening to this. So if your high school has a contract with Taco Bell, you could also speak out at your school.
Yeah, and I know in this area is a lot of Mexican Americans or Chicanos listen to maybe this program. And these people, Chicanos, they know the Taco Bell is... exploring the Mexican community and use this little dog and they say yo quiero Taco Bell and the second issue is exploitation to the farm workers.
So you think that symbol of the is racist?
I wouldn't say it's racist, but it definitely shows exactly what corporate heads in Taco Bell think of the Mexican culture. I mean, it's not, you know, when you choose a little dog to represent an entire culture, and then you don't even give them what you can call food, but I mean, they call it Mexican food. Sure, it's a cultural insult anyway.
What do they do with the dog? Is this a logo?
Yeah, it's a logo. A logo.
I see.
Yeah, it's a logo. So.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a Chihuahua.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Chihuahua. Yeah. I think there's no more work for Taco Bell, and a lot of people is identified to the Chihuahua. Yeah, so the Chicano people is very angry in this issue, and right now the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and say, okay, this is one issue, and the second issue is the Hispanic people working for Six Cells, and Six Cells provided tomato directly to Taco
Right.
Bell, and it's the chain. It's connected to this.
So, do they still use the Chihuahua logo? This, with the protest, they still use it?
Oh yeah, yeah. I use the Chihuahua.
Yeah.
In different products, and, yeah.
In marketing, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're using it less. They have it around, but I think they've turned to something else because of the pressure. But I'm getting back to what you guys were talking about, high schools.
Yeah.
And what people are waking up to is that corporations have invaded more and more of our cultural space in the way of Chihuahua, presenting food as authentic or Mexican food, and then going into high schools and colleges and selling their products. I mean, since when did a student, when was a student ever asked if he wanted to eat Taco Bell on his campus? This doesn't strike me as very democratic, and it bespeaks of further corporate penetration in all aspects of our lives. There's actually very few public spaces where corporations haven't intervened or taken over, or at least are taking over. So I think a lot of the students that support us are moved in a great sense by this backlash against corporate penetration in every facet of our lives. And Taco Bell, being the behemoth that it is, is certainly guilty of that.
Well, I was at the march at the border 2 weeks ago in San Diego and Tijuana. There was a big demonstration over globalization and the free trade of the area of the Americas. And the anarchists that were masked were marching down, and one of them ran to the Taco Bell near the border and put the letter A with a circle around it and painted it next to Taco Bell, so to make a sign. And the police saw him, but he ran back into the crowd, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So people know that Taco Bell is a symbol of corporate kind of greed.
Yeah, exactly, and it's a Taco Bell is a part for this the goal to the globalization. So a lot of people is más y más en contra de esto.
Yeah, more and more people I think are against this growing
globalization
and
the
consequences that it brings with it.
Yeah. So what should people do to stop going? Your recommendation is that they not eat there.
Yeah, and not eat. And explain to Taco Bell, contact to Taco Bell, and call to Taco Bell and say, I'm no more consumer in your restaurant, and because you have a contract in Flora and consumer tomatoes, and these farm workers receive the miserable wages and no respect and dignity to the farm workers, and explain. Remember the local call right here in Irvine is the number is 863-4500. Maybe tomorrow is no more work. This number.
Tomorrow is a weekend, huh?
Yeah, it's a.
This is a number for Taco Bell corporate headquarters in on 17901 Von Karman in Irvine, right near here actually, where we're talking. We're talking with Peter Stedman, Lucas Benitez, Antonio Martinez of the Coalition of Imokale Workers from the city of Imokale in Florida, who have journeyed across the country to Irvine to case out the situation in preparation for kind of large-scale demonstrations against this corporate entity that is based here in Irvine. I want to thank you again for coming here, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and I appreciate this opportunity.
Great. Yeah.
Thank you as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Box is bad, eat the ranch. Show your stomach you can, heat to rim. For the rich has the power of the bank to shame. Spelling out the law and what we don't move to. And I'm trying to live a little life. Best you can get, heat to rim. Yum, yum, yeah, eat the rich. Yum, yum, yeah. Chemicals in your food. Eat the rich.
Yum, yum, yeah.
Now don't you think that that's rude? Strong. Eat the rich.
Yum, yum, yeah.
All the rich has the power of a bank to share. Spreading out the power of what we know who's to pay. And I'm tired of living the life. Best of the day, eat the rich.
Yum,
yum, yeah, eat the rich.
Yum,
yum, yeah. You got the poverty blues. Well, eat the rich.
Yum, yum, yeah.
You ain't got nothing to lose. So go on, eat the rich.
Yum, yum, yeah.
For the rich has the power of a bank to shame. Spreading out the power, but we know who's to blame. And I'm tired of living the life. Best of it, yeah, eat the rich. Yum, yum, yeah, eat the rich.
Yum,
yum, yeah. This is the part of the song I like a lot. Cause we get to look at the menu. Sure looks delicious. Makes my mouth just water. Says here, the melons are always in season. They got Getty's and meatballs.
Getty's and meatballs.
I said Getty's and meatballs.
Getty's and meatballs.
Some folks, they like a oyster Rockefeller.
A oyster Rockefeller.
But not me. I like to watch TV and eat Hearst Pattis, uh-huh.
You're listening to Alternative News here with Dan Sung. The opinions expressed on the show were not necessarily those of the regents of the, or the management of KUCI. This is Fun Drive. You can call 824-5824 and donate for KUCI's alternative programming. We are the first station in California to interview these farm workers from Florida about the boycott of Taco Bell. That's based in Irvine. So if you'd like that kind of programming, call 824-5824 and help us out. Help KUCI provide the kind of alternative programming that is sorely needed on the air.
Week. Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? It's Good News Week. Lots of blood in Asia now. They butchered off the sacred cow. They've got a lot to eat. It's Good News Week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains and metal trays to keep us from the heat.
You're listening to KCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. This is Alternative News here on KUCI. In the midst of our fun drive, so all week and the next 10 days, I guess, you can call in 824-5824 and donate and pledge to support alternative programming here on KUCI. This is Dan Zhang. Next week on Subversity, we will also bring you interviews with other activists in the area who are changing things in this area. So also try to listen, if you can, to Subversity on Tuesday at 4 o'clock here on KUCI 88.9 FM. We're going to bring you more information on this Taco Bell situation. And in the meantime, you can look at the website of this coalition of Imokale workers at www.ciw-online.org. www.ciw-online.org for more information on their struggle out there in Florida. There are people who have been picking tomatoes for a subcontractor that is contracting with Taco Bell. Tomatoes that end up in your taco, and so this might be something you might want to look into it and see whether you can support their call for a less than poverty wage, for higher wages for the workers that toil in the fields out in Florida. This is Dan Zhang here. Coming up soon will be Swap Transmission with Will. So if you can, call this number, 824-5824. KUCI is run by a volunteer staff. Right now we have 120 volunteers, and we're the only alternative station in Orange County that plays this eclectic mix of music and public affairs. And it costs about $300 a day to operate. We are an FCC-licensed, non-commercial, educational radio station. And if you pledge, you can actually get premiums. You can get premiums, and you can call 824-5824 to see what you can get as a premium. There could even be stuff ranging from CDs to books. So call and find out what you can get for your donation to KUCI. Call during this show or call during other shows, but call KUCI. If you can, and if you can support this alternative programming here on KUCI. This is Dan Zhang. We'll be wrapping up pretty soon. But for more information on the people we talked to today, the three farm workers from Florida, you can look at their website at www.ciw-online.org. We'll also update you on Tuesday about the arrests in Long Beach on May Day, where a number of people who have been listeners to Subversity were arrested by the police in Long Beach during the May Day demonstration. A lot of the people in black masks that were arrested in the black block when the police charged them with poked them with the hit them with their batons, and lots of people were injured with rubber bullets and some requiring hospitalization. Bail range from a few hundred dollars to thousands of dollars, and there's still dozens of people in jail in Long Beach. And during the arraignment yesterday in Long Beach, the police singled out people considered anarchists, people wearing black or not, who were considered anarchists for searching when they showed up at the courthouse. So on Tuesday, we'll update you on what's the latest in the arrests in Long Beach. So thank you for listening, and remember to support KUCI here in the city of Irvine. This is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Coming up, Will with Swap Transmission. Play that again.
It's Good News Week, Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? It's Good News Week. Lots of blood in Asia now. They butchered up the sacred cow. They've got a lot to eat. It's Good News Week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains and metal trays to keep us from the heat.
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.